News release: Nova Scotia Health public health potential exposures to COVID-19 at locations in central, eastern and northern zones. In addition to media releases, all potential exposure notifications are listed here. As Nova Scotia moves into a stage of living with COVID-19 as we go about our daily activities, there will be changes in how public health communicates COVID-19 public exposures. We will no longer be issuing exposures based on the risk levels of low, moderate, or high. We will be issuing COVID precaution notifications and COVID exposure notifications, where your self-isolation and testing requirements will be based on your vaccination status. You can find this information in this table. COVID precaution notification: there has been a potential exposure of minimal risk to the public. If you were present at the following locations on the named dates and times, you are required to follow the instructions in this table for a COVID-19 precaution notification based on your vaccination status. Lot 6 Bar and Restaurant, 1685 Argyle Street, Halifax, on December 9 between 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. December 10 between 4:30 p.m. and 2:30 a.m. on December 11. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 25. 9 Locks Tap Room, 5686 Spring Garden Road, Halifax, on December 10 between 11:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. December 11 between 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 25. Scotiabank Centre, Section 17, Row L, Moosehead's Game, 1800 Argyle Street, Halifax, on December 11 between 6:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 25. Julian's Patisserie, Bakery and Café, 5517 Yonge Street, Halifax, on December 11 between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 25. Flavor 19, 1225 Grand Lake Road, Sydney, on December 11 between 3 p.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 25. COVID exposure notification: the public has had close contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. If you were on the following flight in the specified rows and seats, you are required to follow the instructions in this table for a COVID-19 exposure notification based on your vaccination status. Rath Eastlink Community Center, Fitness Center Cardio Room, 625 Abenaki Road, Truro, on December 12 between 11:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 26. Seoul Harbour Place, Pool and Change Rooms, 51 Forest Hills Parkway, Dartmouth, on December 13 between 4:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 27. Platinum Fitness, 1125 Kings Road, Sydney River, on December 10 between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. December 11 between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. December 12 between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 26. Pictou County Yoga, Warm Yin Yoga Class, 101 Lawrence Boulevard, Stellarton, on December 12 between 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 26. Please note, Nova Scotia Health employees and physicians who have been at an exposure location must complete the COVID-19 status or reason for work absence web form for advice, guidance and direction from Occupational Health Safety and Wellness. For those for whom testing is recommended or required, please book your COVID-19 test at this site or call 811 if you don't have online access, or if you have other symptoms that concern you. When booking your test online, please select the reason for testing as, I was at one of the exposure sites at the date and time identified in a recent public health public service announcement or letter where testing was recommended. Please get tested at a COVID-19 testing center or public health mobile unit. Do not go to a pop-up rapid testing location. Anyone who is traveling within Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the provincial travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. Anyone who is traveling from outside of Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the federal travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. If you are not fully vaccinated, please visit this site or call 1-833-797-7772. When Nova Scotia Health Public Health makes a public notification, it is not in any way a reflection on the behavior or activities of those named in the notification. All Nova Scotians are advised to continue monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms and are urged to follow public health guidelines on how to access care. Up-to-date information about COVID-19 is available here.